18 years ago, my eyes were knocked wide open through the research I had been asked to conduct regarding the horrific crime against humanity, human trafficking, around the globe. I was horrified to learn how pervasive this form of modern-day slavery is in the 21st century. I read everything I could, spoke with experts in the field, even traveled to Amsterdam and Cape Town, South Africa, to develop an understanding of this atrocious phenomenon. What I learned troubled my heart and sent me on a mission to do something. Through my research, I learned that the average age of entry at that time was 13. Our daughters were 13 and 14. As a mother, believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and a women's ministry leader, I could not simply share what I learned about human trafficking with those responsible for my research. I was compelled, called, required to act. Since then, I've been actively engaged in efforts to combat human trafficking domestically and globally. I have looked into the eyes of women trapped, yet longing to be free. I have held the hands of those who struggled with addiction and fear. I have cried and prayed with countless children of God without hope. I have been disgusted by the tactics of the evil one, and I am determined to fight on behalf of the vulnerable. I cannot and will not attempt to be comfortable in my safe place and close my eyes to the truth of human trafficking in this sin-sick world. I will not only keep my eyes open, but I will also open my mouth and speak up for the rights of the destitute. I count it not a burden, but a privilege, because I recognize, in the words of John Bradford, the 16th century English reformer and Christian martyr, "There, before the grace of God, go I." I was and remain committed to answering the call of Psalm 94:16. Human trafficking is not new. One example of it in biblical times is the story shared by Luke in Acts 16, verses 16 through 24. A slave girl had a gift that her owners were profiting from, and from her exploitation, they made a lot of money. A demonic spirit possessed her with supernatural psychic powers. She was able to read minds and tell the future. Her owners gained substantial funds from her powers. Due to the fact that she was a slave, she received nothing. This slave girl was twice bound. She was exploited economically and spiritually. Modern-day victims of human trafficking often face the same fate. Some are thrice bound, being exploited economically, physically, and spiritually. The same demonic spirits that existed then exist now. January is National Human Trafficking Awareness Month. There are countless victims and survivors in our midst. As daughters of the Most High God, we are called to rise up, speak up, and stand up for those who are oppressed. The Word of God calls us to advocacy. Psalm 82:3, Proverbs 31:8-9, Jeremiah 22:3, Isaiah 1:17. Moses, Nehemiah, Daniel, and Esther are among the biblical examples of advocates who stood up for the oppressed. They were willing to disrupt their comfortable lives to fight for others, even when they felt inadequate to do so. The Father is calling us to fight the systemic causes of evil, human trafficking, injustice, and poverty. Historically, brown and black people are disproportionately represented as victims of abuse, the downcast, the forgotten, the oppressed. Unfortunately, the fact remains true today. Black and brown people are disproportionately represented as victims of human trafficking. This month, I invite you to transformational advocacy. God calls His children to love one another. He expects us to love others as ourselves and to treat others the way we would want to be treated. Matthew 7:12, Matthew 22:35 through 40. Mark 12:31, Luke 6:31. We are called to step out in faith, speak boldly, and be used by God to bring justice in the lives of the oppressed. We must fast and pray, seek the Lord's guidance, and persevere until He moves. It is only through changed attitudes, behaviors, hearts, and policies that God's ultimate plan for humanity will be fulfilled. God calls us to rebuild, renew, and restore that which is broken. Isaiah 61. Our loving God is calling us to action to end human trafficking, the vicious oppression and injustice present in our world today. I encourage you to be prayerful about ways in which you can join the fight against human trafficking. No action is insignificant. I encourage you to listen to God's voice and direction as you prayerfully consider joining this fight. I say to you what Mordecai said to Esther as she considered advocating for her people. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Esther 4:14.